What's with Micha? Is he back? What? Oh, he was in just home? He was home? Oh, he's okay?
Setting up the satellites here in Los Angeles.
What?
Setting up the satellites here in Los Angeles.
Ah, okay. I thought maybe he was fighting those terrible fires again. Terrible. Okay. You know, that's what happens when you have good weather, I guess. Right. Okay. Just before we start, it's the Avril. So just to remind everybody, we're going to continue what we did last year. It seems like most people felt that was helpful. That is to have an oral midterm so we can neutralize, I guess, some of the apparent anxiety, you know, that we hear about doing everything in one fell swoop. I think what we did last year was we had an oral midterm, and that, I guess, took care of the more bikias part, I guess, of that material, although I think in the final we still wanted everybody to, you know, to be able to speak, you know, intelligently and also specifically, you know, about all the topics, because they are typically very interconnected. So we're going to continue with that practice because it, as I say, it, you know, it seems to be constructive in terms of people being able to focus on the learning and the preparation and so on. We just haven't pinned down yet exactly when we're going to do it. Right, what are our two choices?
Either next Wednesday or the one
after. Yeah, so again, I prefer this to be a little after because I want to get through, so I want to start getting through some topics straight. Once we go straight, we're going straight. Now we're starting to go straight, but we did a lot of, you know, Hakdama topics, which I think, you know, hopefully are helpful. So we'll try to figure it out. I think Avram's going to, you know, try to take the temperature, I guess, of the... try to assess what's better for the group. It doesn't really matter to me so much. But, you know, so start thinking just in terms of doing a little chazar, I guess. So it would be, you know, upon everybody. We'll try to figure out in the next couple of days, right, to pin it down exactly. Okay, so that is that. So I want to finish off, again, these are massive topics, as you can imagine. Again, we did like Tmura in a day. That's a massive topic. So we're doing the Dharam in 2 days. That's also a big topic. These are actually, in case you don't know, these are, if you don't learn Daf Yomi, like, you know, each one of these are, you know, represent the whole Masechta. Tmura and the Dharam. All right. And Nazir, actually, we're doing Nazir and Erechid, actually three Masechtas. So you can imagine that it's, you know, to do it more properly, it would probably take more time. But, you know, Patr below Klumi Efshar, we just want to take the opportunity at least to talk about these things when we get a chance, and you know, still try to stay true to the main topics, which we'll be focusing on in a very concentrated way going forward. So the again, some of these topics are very hashkafically significant as well. Certainly all of the Hakdama on Shechita, and also the perspective on Tmura, and certainly also the Dharim. I think that the topic of the Nedarim and Nazir again, and so on, you know, has to be, in terms of Hashkafa, has to be connected. We could do more of this at another time, maybe, but just, you know, the better basic idea connected with, as we were discussing the other day, Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra, and which has an outsized role, I might say, in the Halacha, and that is reflected by the Rambam. The Rambam speaks of Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra all over the place in his, you know, almost in his, you know, short hakdama to, you know, to the to Yad HaChazak, right before Yad HaChazak, in connection with the Pesach, the Minyan HaKatzar, and then of course in the Ochos Yisrael Torah, and then at the end of the Yad HaChazak in Kos Mamrim. And one of the reasons that it's such a big topic is because, again, it touches, and I think the reason that Ram thinks such a big topic is that it touches on like a very critical meta-halachic issue, the issue that we've been discussing, and that is, what is the relationship between the core, the foundational things, and you know, the individual expressions, if you will, or, you know, hamista'eif, again, the clash between the perspective of Kedoshim Tiyu Al Tihi Naval Veshus HaTorah, which requires kadesh atzmcha b'mutar l'cha, and the other idea, the Yerushalmi in the Darim, lo dai l'cha, you have to start with the core, and you can't skip the core, even in your sincere zeal, even if that's what it is, to extend beyond. So these are very, very big topics, Bal Tosef and Bal Tigra, and the question of, Hachmara and Halacha, Chumra and Halacha, we discussed it a little bit in the Sukkah, for those who are here, but that's a very interesting topic always, the question of, when do you say about a Chumra, Kolamachmir Tavo Olam Bracha, we know that, the great Chachmei HaMesorah, many of them were machmir in certain things. Some of, where we praise them by their chumras in some cases. And then we also have, conflicting statements, like in the, Sukkah context, even though it's not said in the Sukkah context, but the Rishalmi that everybody quotes in the Sukkah context, Rebbeinu Simcha Dior Zerua, I think is the first one, and then it was picked up, and then, Hagos Memurios and so on, and then all the it's really Yerushalmi and Shabbos, but it isn't applied to Sukkah. It isn't said about Sukkah, but it's applied to Sukkah. Kol HaMachmir, Eino Elo Nikra, Hedyot, and the concept of Yara, which I talked about the other day, which certainly is considered to be a negative. So, when do you say one, and when do you say the other? There are a lot of factors involved in that question, but, Lo Dayecha, in terms of the core, being, the negative side, and once again, Kadish Atzmacha, B'mutar, so what about things where, there are different views? Of course, there's another factor in each of these cases, are other factors. In the case of Chumrah, there's also, in addition to the counter pressure, and so on, there's also the factor of the faith, let's say, or confidence in halachic decision-making as a process, and, it's being able to come to a conclusion. But the idea that there may be, chumras, again, there are chumras out of safek, and there are chumras out of, an immersion and, an enthusiastic appreciation of what it is that you're involved in. Those are the ones that are more like kadesh atzmacha b'mutar l'cha, or some people will say even, if it isn't al tehi naval b'shus haTorah in the negative, but maybe it's a way of, further, promoting, the values themselves to the Hachmara position, especially if they represent different shitos or different dimensions of the problem. That's the second big topic. And the third one is the one that we're talking about, which is the Darim. The Darim Shvuos, the Zeros, all of which are options that you have. You're not obligated to undertake a neder or a shvua or a rachim or nazirus, etc. They are commitments that are valued and are protected by the halacha in a very significant way. And the question of whether or not we view them, fundamentally as constructive, fundamentally as negative, whether we're mechalek between different scenarios of nedarim themselves, what about Nidre Gaboa as opposed to Nidre Hedyot, or what about Nidarim, Harei Alai in the area of Karvanos particularly, Tzedakah, what are the distinctions that's also possible, here in our sugya, here in Chulin, and in the parallel, it sounds like at least we're bunching together a bunch of things, Neder, Nazir, Shvua. But is there a difference between, Korban and Tzedakah and personal Nedarim, and so on and so forth? So that's a possible distinction. And of course, the bigger idea, which we're seeing, that is that, whether the circumstances determine, your motivation, the objective circumstances, that maybe these things are neither good nor bad, but they depend on the conditions. And, like I said, either the motivation or the objective conditions dictate you know, what they are. That's a much more subtle, much, you know, more amorphous in terms of criteria, as say one man's tweaking or, you know, enhancing, you know, could be another man's escapism or, you know, et cetera. Hard to pin that down completely, but that's different than distinguishing between, right, the particular category. So this is really what we have been discussing, you know, and especially in terms of the Nedarim part of it, you know, to what extent is Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda really arguing in a fundamental way? What is the role of Takala here? Is it narrow Takala? The fact that the actuarial, you know, Takala seems like we scared off of Rami, right? You know, the cost, you know, benefit analysis Takala idea, or maybe the Takala idea that I was trying to push, which I think is true for some of the Rishonim, namely, you know, Takala or Chashash Takala as a way of gauging, you know, how much value you assign and therefore how much risk you're willing to take, you know, when it comes to fragile, you know, and precious, you know, commodities. So again, you're not going to risk, you know, something that you hold, you know, dear, that you can't imagine, you know, life without. So then Takala or Chashash Takala isn't just, you know, it isn't the actuarial perspective, it's the Davar Shebekedusha, you know, part of it. Again, how do you, the distinction between Nedar and Nedava, again, whether that's, you know, about risk and actuarial, or whether that's part of this fundamental idea, the Ran that we discussed. I should add that Azriel, you have language, mentioned to me that the Rajba in Nedarim, you know, also adopts this view that Nedava and Neder, it's not the technical distinction of Harei Alai and Harei Zu alone, because that becomes problematic in some of the applications, but like the Ran, it has to do, it's a, you know, a subtle way of, I guess, you know, assessing or classifying, you know, motivation, you know, and conditions. But he has even more specifically, you know, a way of, he focuses on, you know, what role Yerush Shamayim plays in that. Do you have the language? Yeah.
The Gemara Tani Lo Mishpei Rabbi Yehuda Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer Pnidas Hashayim Alai Lo Amar Klom Pnidas Kishirim Nadir V'Nazir V'Karm Kher So Pisha Afilu Kisha Arashayim Omer Harezo Ola Shlamim Karima Mabla Nidaba Him Ina Usin Kain the Kavana Nidaba Kimura El Yer Aschei Ashirim Lahem V'Arei Zu Kinedir V'Kishirim Nami Apapi Shinodrim V'Nazir Shiyash Al Nazir Zor Nadir
So he's actually, it's a fascinating, again, you could argue with the Rajba on the application, but it is fascinating. All these things are just nuggets, really. Meaning for him, if you know there, l'shem yiras chet, you know, that is a negative. Again, maybe it's a cover-up, maybe it's an easy way out, maybe there are, you know, other ways that you should be, cultivating, in other words, to, maybe it's, you know, it's too superficial or whatever to use Nedarim for that purposes. Maybe it sullies or tarnishes, I'm just saying 3-4 different things on, are a little bit different. It tarnishes, you know, the good institution or the kedusha aspect of Nedarim, you know, for it to be used, you know, for that, you know, just to neutralize the negative. But if you're doing it to embrace, you know, Avodas Hashem, what was the other formulation? Again? Yeah. So as a way of, you know, lifnei Hashem, or lahavi nachas ruach, you know, liotzro and things of that sort. But again, that's a very, because obviously the value of Yiras Chet is huge, as we'll soon see. And then other formulas, they probably just, you could disagree with the Rajba, you could agree with the Rajba and the Ran, you know, on the Yesod, that there are subtle circumstances that determine whether Neder is, you know, spiritually ambitious, inspirational, constructive, or, you know, mostly, you know, damage control or negative or papering over, spiritual flaws. But, you know, what actually constitutes that, and whether you're a schait is the neder part, you know, or the nedava part, you know, that's, you know, a different kind of determination. That's why I say it's a nugget. It's a great, you know, little window into the Rajva's thinking, you know, about this topic, but also, you know, in general. So these are all, and basically the bigger questions, I say, is how to look at this this particular topic, you know, in this way, and even just, you know, in terms of, like, you have just in terms of looking at the evidence itself that we've seen, you know, in just the day or so that we're looking at it, you know, just Mamare Chazal, or just, you know, different, the impression of different sugyas. Again, the Ri and Rav Meir, you know, as we've talked about. But even just like the Gemara and the Darim, Zatkes Amud Aleph, you know, about, you know, Omer, you know, Ashkin B'Eshne, you know, Neder Godol Nodar Lelokei Yisrael, because it was Ruzei Nafshe, you know, whether you focus on that, you know, which is the positive side of it, you know, and again, the Darim Siag, well, I'll just discuss that in a couple of minutes, but the Darim Siag L'Prishus, you know, which is clearly a way of endorsing, you know, the role of Nadarim for a spiritually ambitious, you know, pathway in Avodas Hashem. So you have those kind of, those kind of things, and maybe Rabbi Yehuda, if you took it Kipshuto, Tov Asher Tidar V'Tishalem, and then you have the negative, you know, the Rav Meir, and then you have, you know, Ki'ilu Bona Bama, which is clearly a negative, and then even the bigger one, just it's the characterization of regular Nadarim is Nidrei Rishayim. So again, whether you want to be Mechalek between, you know, types of Nadarim, types of circumstances, motivations, you know, or, you know, say this is Lav Dafka, you know, and it's all due to Takala, which still says a lot about Kshash Takala, or that is Lav Dafka, you know, and it's only, you know, kind of a Bidyeved. You know, it's a way of, you know, compensating when you're already in a bad circumstance, you know, but it's never a positive. It's always a coping mechanism, you know, to avoid things that are worse. I'm talking about the positive statements now. Like, you know, you need these reasons, or maybe it's these reasons just for existing mitzvos, you know, and so on and so forth. Or, you know, precious, as we'll see in a moment, I'll discuss very briefly, the different perushim in, among the Rishonim, at least, and the perush of the Mishnah in Avos. By the way, some of them have it is, like, if you're already committed to Prisha, or, you know, if you already have an issue and a problem, so then Nadarim, Siag, or Prishas. Not that that Mishnah is telling you that Nadarim, you know, per se, are constructive. Okay. So again, these are the issues that we are, in fact, discussing. We'll talk about the Mishnah and Avos, you know, a little bit later on. But I want to do first, let's just get through, I want to get past this today pretty soon. So I want to talk more specifically about some of the Lishonos of the Rishonim in light of this. We pretty much, I think, mapped out, you know, what the objective problem, evidence, you know, perspectives are likely to be. And, you know, the Pratim, you know, fill in that, or they also support it. So let's discuss that quickly. So is it interesting, just the shock of the Tarya of Tosis here already is interesting, Al-Atar. Ari, you want to read it for us? Base on base? I want to talk first about the Tosis, then about the Ramban, the Ran and the Rambam. I think those are the things I gave it a look at, right? You have it? The Tosis here on base. Just to go through just for a second, just to point out, just the, again, the tone even in the, like, what is the default assumption, both for Rabbi Yehuda and for Rabbi Meir, about Nadarim, right? Is it, is the default that, you know, everything is negative until we know it's positive, or is the chiddush, you know, that that it's negative, and the assumption, you know, the base assumption, let's say, the starting assumption, is that Nadarim should be, you know, a constructive, you know, institution in halacha. Okay, go ahead. So this is what we've seen already. Two days of the Gemara in the Darim, right? So we know that. Even our Meir's Modeb in Nodev, and it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda thinks even Noder is good, right? As long as you're Mekayim, or even Rabbi Meir even rejects Nodev, right? But and that, again, certainly goes to, you know, to the question of whether they argue in a fundamental way, you know, or not, unless you think these are all just, you know, points on the technical, you know, plotting of, you know, what's a chashash takala, which is unacceptable as a risk. Okay, as we discuss. Okay. So that Gemara is important. The other part of the Gemara that's important, as we discuss, is that the Gemara explicitly talks about takala there, and that has to fit in according to the perspectives. Good at bad. Vim Telmar, this is what I wanted. Minoder Mishalim. So that's, again, that, I just think that's an interesting question. No, so again, it's a question, right? But it's a question based on an assumption, right? And that is that one of two assumptions that we've discussed. Namely, Ari, either that the gap between that the difference between Neder and Adava is sufficiently obvious, right, or significant, that just because the psukim, you know, seem to be, are darshaned as saying negative things about Nedarim, that, you know, that what does it have to do with Nedava? This is an important question, right? The more you think that Nedava and Neder are mostly, you know, the same, this is a broader question in Hilchos Nedarim and Nedavos, right, as we've been discussing. So the question is based on, I think, two assumptions, or one of two assumptions. That's the first, right? Namely, that Neder and Nedava are two different institutions, fundamentally, and therefore, you know, what we know about Nedarim doesn't necessarily reflect on. Now, even that would be true, even if what we knew about Nedarim, right, established in a fundamental way that making Nedarim, right, is, you know, is a very complex and maybe even negative, you know, institution, right? But what does that have to do with Nedava? Nedava's Nedava. Okay, then it's a good question. The other possibility is that the whole, let's assume for the moment that, you know, Neder and Nedava are in a continuum, and, you know, of course they're on a continuum, and therefore there are differences between them, but the differences are more quantitative than qualitative. And therefore, the assumption rests on a totally different, I'm sorry, the question rests on a totally different assumption. Namely, Ari? I'm saying if Nedarim and Nedavos, that was the first one. The first one assumes, like, you know, there's something called Nedarim, something called Nedavos. Broadly, they're in the same parsha, you know, but fundamentally, maybe there's a big difference between them. Okay, so what do you, just because you know Nedarim doesn't mean you know Nedava. That was the first way of understanding the question. That would make this a strong question, that's what I'm saying. The second way to make the question strong is to, even if you assume that Nedarim and Nedavos are much closer, they do belong to the same story, then the question is intriguing because it's really asking, well, the idea that Nedarim are negative or somewhat negative, right, or the aggregate, you know, better without them, right? That in itself is a chiddush that goes against the grain of what is positive about Nedarim, right? This, you know, kadesh atzmecha b'mutar, you know, etc., all these kind of things. So, in the ela chidusha, maybe Nedarim, but not Nedava, right? So that's what's important about Tosis's question. Tosis is just saying, linguistically, you know, you don't have any proof from Neder to Nedava. But if you were to assume that the Nedarim problem is mostly a Nedava problem too, and it's a reasonable one, it's not a chiddush, and the Nedarim and Nedavos are different, but not fundamentally different, right, then you wouldn't ask this question. Right? Okay, go ahead.
Well, the Nami, Amaim Amar Hari Alai, well,
Yeah. So again, actually, number one, just saying in light of what we just said, you know, right, the second question of Tosis is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, right? And that is, once you're saying what you're saying, right? I mean, the pasuk speaks about, you know, nedarim, right? So, if the dove is good, you know, why is a neder good? Right? I'm sorry, the other way. If the pasuk says nedarim, how can you interpret that it refers to nedava, when typically nedava and neder are two institutions? Okay, that's the question. Again, the more you think that they're two institutions, this is a strong question. Okay, go ahead. Yeshem Farshim.
Yeshem Farshim, the Hatan Parash, Mishim, the Shani Krav, the Yidure.
Okay, that's like a technical answer. Yishlomar.
Yishlomar, the Katsavar, came to Chayesh Krol at the Kala Beneder, who had been in the Dava. The Ikal Mechash of the Kala, the Filo Mevi Allah Zara, Magdisha, Yachal Hanas, the Limoba, the lovely day, the Kala Bekam and Yach.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically, what's the answer? That in terms of the mechayev here, which is takala, they're the same. Okay. So that number one, it shows that Tosa is taking a very takala oriented. But you could have answered these questions, I'm just trying to show, in a very different way, depending on the bigger perspective that you have on this topic. Tosa is choosing, you know, a takala approach. Even a dava has takalas. And therefore, even Rabbi Meir is not going to be impressed with Nadava, right? Well, Rabbi Yehuda Nami, go ahead. Mashmalei Kro Dafka Nadava, Afagav the Neder Ksiv.
The Neder Lomasi Lomimba, the Neder Mashali Tov, Sherei Ksiv, the Chisef the Lindor, Lo Yevich Achid, and the Peter Yevich Achid.
Yeah, so again, what Tosis what's he suggesting here? You could look at it again in a technical way, opposed to saying, well, there's a steer in the pasuk, and therefore this forces us to interpret, you know, that the constructive comment of the Torah can refer only to the dove. Okay. But it also is likely that what he's saying is, again, a bit of a bigger idea, and that is that there is a neder problem, but the neder problem, you know, is not in the dava problem. And that squares the psukim. Okay. The Lishna Kama.
The Lishna Kama, the Nedarim et Farshinan, the Kra, Ha'im Tidor, Esher Shia Mechachid, in Loz Shale.
Yeah, okay. That's okay. Vim Toma, this is the next part I wanted to say very quickly.
Vim Toma, the Rav Meir, the Ein Tov Shia Nodi V'Mashalim Kol Iker,
Okay, so this, of course, is very, you know, relevant to our Hagdama topic. We know what he's talking about here, right? What's he asking? If you take this negative view, yeah. Of course, if you think that the problem is takala, you know, then this is a pretty good question, right? If you think that the problem is a bigger problem, right, then it's probably not such a good question. That's just, the problem is like, you know, you created an imbalance, you know, dai l'chava meshamuter lach, et cetera, then what does that have to do with the situation in the Midbar? That was the norm, or that was the only norm that was possible at that time. So again, Tosis's question kind of reflects, you know, a more technical, if the problem is we're worried about Takala, why weren't we worried about Takala then? Right? But we understand that if this is the only way to eat meat, then that's not a, you know, that's not a dayecha, you know, b'meshe hitartilach, you know, if you're talking about Kila Bona Bama, it's not Kila Bona Bama, right? So it seems like Tosu doesn't have that mentality. What's that answer? Yeah. So that those words could mean what I just said, but they don't really sound like it. It sounds more like, you know, there was a dispensation, a special heter. Ribbono Shalom said that you can do it here because the risk, you know, benefit, you know, I guess the benefit part is higher, and you can, there's a heter. But if you think, again, that the problem is, like, you know, what are you, you know, Ruchnius and Gashmius, or, which I'll get to, but, or the, you know, the balance in Torah Hashem Tamima, you know, Baltosef or Baltigra, you know, those kind of things, you know, or Yohara, or those issues, then a better answer, or a clearer answer, then you could say these words, but, you know, that it's mutter in that case. Not just mutter, that's the derech of Achilas Basar. Correct? Okay. We'll see the Ramban in a minute. Okay, Vim Tomar.
Vim Tomar, Vaksim, Vaidur Yaakov Neder, Vaksim, Et Asher Nadarti, Ashalevah.
Sounds like Yaakov was, you know, using this mechanism and using it in, you know, it was considered constructive.
Yishlomar, Vishan, Tzor, Ashari, Hidamin, Vrish, Shetrapa, Vaidur Yaakov Neder, Limor,
Okay, so again, this is a Inochanami but answer. You know, well, we'll get to it, but we'll get to it in a couple of minutes. You know, for the you know, for the Rambam, for example, as we'll soon see, the answer is, well, the circumstances matter a lot. The motivation matters a lot. Okay. Again, that works with Tosis. Shas Tzora Shari, but it's not, you know, Tosis is focusing in both cases on the heter, and, you know, and not so much on these conditions, namely Shlom and Bamidbar, or an Ace Tzora, constituting substantive substantive factors, right, in the Iser itself. What he's saying is the Takala, you know, which is the Koveya here, is prevalent in these circumstances too. But for various reason, you know, it's overridden. It's overridden here and it's overridden there. Okay, so I think Tosis has a consistent, once they start, well, just to sum up, the question, both questions, initially reflect the relationship between the Darim and the Davos, you know, how different they are fundamentally, as well as the default assumption of whether the Darim are bad or good, one or the other. Once Tosis gets into the answer, the focus is on a narrow Takala idea, and I believe that that also is responsible for the next two questions and the next two answers being narrower, namely the Heter, you know, Bamidbar, and the Heter of, or the overriding of Ace Tzara. And what I'm suggesting is that if you take a different approach, if this is a bigger, broader question about the nature of the halachic system in Torah Hashem Tamima, or and about, you know, physicality, you know, and then enjoying the world, you know, being a positive, you know, factor within, obviously, confines, you know, and the principles of the halacha, as opposed to trying to, you know, you know, kind of cultivate a more ascetic, you know, or a more purely spiritual, you know, kind of religious manifestation, then these questions kind of don't really bother you as much. Either way, they are neutralized, not just by saying there's a heter or it's overridden, but by saying that these are internal factors. Okay? That's Tosis. I wanted to contrast Tosis. I should also... Yeah. Yeah, okay. That is Tosis. Let's contrast Tosis just for a minute with the Ramban. You see, you have the Ramban? What? No? You saw the Ramban. Okay. So, it's okay, have the Ramban? Yeah. Let's just go through very quickly. The Ramban, again, addresses some of these questions. Yesh Omrim, go ahead. Okay, so that's already, let's start with that. So this is, this is the Ramban weighing in on, like, you know, what's wrong, you know, with the Dabba. Or there doesn't seem to be any significant risk in it, right? And the Ramban is, the assumption here is that, not that Nadava is a Chiddush, once you say Neder, right? And it's a Chiddush that, you know, Rabbi Meir just doesn't accept. But it sounds like it's a compelling distinction, and it's hard to understand why Rav Meir would, according to that second day, why Rav Meir, correct? Why Rav Meir would not embrace it. So, lo mechuvar, lo, the ein tam mechuvar bedavar is a way of saying that the default is the opposite, right? The daba should really be constructive, or certainly not awesome. Okay. So now you have to explain. Now we'll just look to see whether or not these explanations are within the Takala world, they're more technical, or they go beyond it. Okay. The Rashi. The Zinachanami, there is no, so the way he's interpreting Rashi, so foolish like this, but basically the problem of Nadava. There's nothing wrong with Nadava according to Rabbi Meir. That's the first view. Correct? Just that Nadava is maybe Lidei Neder, and Neder is maybe Lidei Takala Shalo Yachel. Okay. It's not Gzera, but meaning it's in Achanami, that there's nothing wrong with Nadavas. The problem is Chashash Bal Yachel in the Darim, but once you open the door for Nadava, then people are not going to, you know, retain that distinction. Okay. Okay. It's not very compelling, but that it works, right? So Rav Meir, it's a kind of siag, basically. Yesh Omrim. Wow. Yeah. So that's a very, very fascinating comment. Yeah.
How can we really explain that?
How does what?
Explanation, the first one before that, of Rashi. Yeah. Uh-huh. You're bringing a korban without ever really for, like, articulating any nidava. You're just bringing a korban. What pressure is there between that and potentially formulating some neder or nidava?
No, they're just saying that nidava. Again, it's an interesting irony in a way. That it's getting to the point I made before about the relationship between the darim and the nidavos and to what extent they are, like, one sugya or one mechayev or two mechayevim. So in a way, this, you're saying these are both. In other words, on the one end, it's one parsha, one sugya. And therefore, if you allow nidavos, so then you're going to be margil, you're going to be rugil, you know, even bidadarim, because the line that differentiates them is small. On the other hand, what you're saying is from a Takala point of view, I guess it works better for Takala, and that is that they're different enough that there's no chashash. So the assumption, I mean, you're right, but the assumption, I guess, to add, just to, you know, to help it a little bit more, is that Nadarim and Nadavos are pratim in the same parsha. Right? And therefore, again, they're probably different types of Nadavos, but there's, you know, Harezu, you know, and Harezu when you're standing in the Azara, you know, and you're immediately implementing, you know, the Avoda, you know, on it. But you say Harezu anywhere. I could say Harezu, you know, in Washington Heights. You know. But far cry, you know, for, you know, till it actually, you know, is a korban. But I think you have to assume that the Darim and the Davos are connected.
Well, yeah. Well, the pashtus in Rashi to begin with was that if you make a nether, you mean poshel of tidor, because if you make a nether, maybe you won't fulfill your nether and you'll violate Moyacha.
Right.
Right? But then what we're saying now is within this nedava, the version of nedava for the Ramban, is you're not only taking a nether, you're not saying Allah, you're not even saying Harizo. You're just bringing a korban.
Well, the Ramban's case, what he's asking from, is you're maybe Allah Salazara.
But you're not saying anything.
No, you are. You're saying Harezu.
No, you're just bringing it to the...
No. Probably you're saying Harezu, otherwise it's not an Adaba. It's just a... I mean, it is an Adaba, but that's a... And preposterous is just saying Harezu.
Well, okay, well, the Adaba is different.
Well, but you could still say Harezu. You're just saying it Harezu in the Azara. I mean, you could be Maktish, you know, when you're Maktish, you're saying Harezu still. Yeah.
Is Maktish really the same thing as Nadava? Meaning, the way that I understood, I was reading the Ramban beforehand,
yeah.
When he was saying Shalosh Midos, is that when he's teaching the Pasuk according to Rav Meir, he's saying there's Neder and there's Nadava, and equally, they both have independent, Koshashos. Nadava also has Koshashos. And then he contrasts that with Tomash Alot Tidor Fa, like meaning Nadava, by then saying Hillel Korba, which is.
Right, I'm not, yeah, but this is in the Yesh Omrim that he's quoting, which he's going to reject in a minute. So I don't think that that's. I'm saying his Yesh Omrim here is what's wrong with Rabbi Meir when your Hill is called Afila Mevi Allah Sakhulun Lazara.
Right,
Right. You're saying, but he's trying to answer that question by saying that you're still going to be Ragel Ben Adar.
Right, how? So that's my question. If it's so distant.
So, well, that's right. I mean, we're just.
In terms of practice.
I mean, it is. It's still, you're still saying Hare. You're just not saying Hare Zu outside. You're saying Hare Zu.
You don't take legal obligations or binding ones upon yourself. So if you don't do that, why would you ever be Ragel below Yatel?
Because Harezu is still, by definition, it's not a korban chova, right? It's still not a korban chova, so you still have to be. You still have to.
Okay, so that alone.
There's still a yeah. So that alone makes this somewhat of a nedava. You know, if you had a korban chova, you know, and you still makdish the behema, a particular behema, you're saying this particular behema, you know, is going to be the chatas. It's going to be the asham. It's going to be the ola, whatever it is. Right? But when you don't have a chova at all, and it's just the shame nadava, so what, that's, I mean, I'm just repeating what I said, but maybe clarifying it. So then there's an element, the assumption here is that there's an element, even when you're doing it be'azara, you know, directly, of nadava, which still is a cousin to, or a brother maybe even to, nether. Even though, you're right, I mean, there's no delay, there's no separate Chovas HaGavra at that point, but it's a Chovas HaGavra in the sense that its origin is Chovas HaGavra, that makes it a brother or a cousin, you know, to Nedarim, Ad Kedekach, that Shalayarga. Again, to me, the Chiddush here is twofold. Your question is a good question, because you're just bringing out further, you know, that my response is, you know, didn't have to be that way, 100%. But I think implicit, it is. But it also highlights again that this chashash takala of nedarim that will violate bal yachel. That's why I kind of half humorously said it's not a gzeira. But what I mean to say is that we're being very machmir about this siag, right? So apparently the fear of an unfulfilled neder. You know, by which spills over to the cousin or the brother Nadava, you know, which at this point we're saying has no, you know, chashash takala, as opposed to other explanations, right? Is great. So I think it's important. I think it's really important. Okay. The second answer is, I say, fascinating. Sharoba b'kabados eni yari min ashkagos. That's a psychological point. Shehu somech al korbanosav. Again, this is, we know what I was describing as yohara, you know, is something like this, meaning, you know, you think you're covered, right? And therefore you're not really, you know, focused. It can be a shortcut, basically, or an overcompensation, or a, you know, a mask, or whatever it is. You could say it in different ways. But Sharoga b'Karbanos ena yore min hashgagos, shusomech al korbanosa. Like, you know, Echtav Yashu, you know. So Echtav Yom Kippur Mechaper, or Echtav Avi Karban, you know, or Avi Karban, you know, Ulai, you know, Hirharti Bavera, or something like that. But not out of, maybe even not out of Yerasachet, I don't know. But out of, like, you know, I'm good, I have my insurance policy, so I don't really need to be so focused. If it flows, so again, there's also, you have to be careful, you know, not to become, again, hachmara can be a psychologically corrosive thing in its own right in terms of guilt and you know, fear that is abnormal. That's a factor too. But what Ramban is saying here is not that. He's saying more like, you know, I'm doing my penance or whatever it is, and you know, whether I need it or not, and so I'm covered. It's like one of these covered things. You know, I give my tzedakah. Yisachar and Zvulun, whatever it is, so I'm good. That's not the point of it, right? Choose somech al korbanosa, v'misha eni mebe korban, medakte kalatz moshom ayavo cheit al yado, filib shoge. That's how some people explain, you know, asham talui, which is baal asafek, you know, that it's an intrinsic key of korban. Again, once you find out, before you bring the asham talui, that you didn't violate, or that you did violate, you don't bring the Asham Talui. You know? But as long as you bring the Asham Talui, do you look at it as a Safek, or do you look at it as a Vadai Chiyuv, by Bert, so where's the Chet, or where's the Asham? So the Mepharshim explain, a lot of evidence for that, that allowing yourself to be in a state of Safek regarding such an issue is itself a quasi-Chet. Maybe a quasi-Chet that, in light of your knowledge, you know, that you were actually chote, you know, then it becomes a, you know, vadai. In theory, you could have said, so what? But you still should bring the asham talui, because you, and even the other way, even more so, right, you know, turns out you didn't do anything wrong. But you didn't know you didn't do anything wrong. You might have done something wrong for all you know. So you might have think, oh, you'd bring an asham talui anyway, just for having, you know, put yourself in the suffix. We're going to get this, talk about the Ramban, about suffix and shmira soon, but based on base here, actually. So that's a different Ramban. But the, so the Kiddush is you don't say either of those things, but in the end of the day, when you do bring an Asham Tali, there's evidence that some of it is a Korban Vadai, you know, for being in this state. So this is related to what the Ramban is saying here. Of Hachinami Masham B'Tosefta, I'm not sure what the Raya is from the Pirkin, the Ketani Rabbi Yudah Amar Tov Mizeh Mizeh, Meik V'Kiv Sasa La'azara, V'Somech Aleha V'Shochet. I don't know what that raya is. It sounds like that. What? Oh, you mean Sakhar of Yehuda part, so Meir part?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was wondering. I just don't know. Yeah, what he quotes is not a raya. He's saying the Tosef itself is a raya. He's called it Kivin Amah.
Yeah,
which is another way of restating the question in the answer. But okay. So anyway, that I think is a very fascinating and a very, very important perspective, and again, comparable to the Yohara issue and other things. You've undercut the fundamental things. In the Ran in the Darim on Tesama Deis has another answer to this question. Who do you saw? Shai? What? Did you see it?
You want to read it?
Oh, you have it? Somebody put it up.
No.
I mean, Arya put it up already. It's like, you know, facilitating for everybody. Okay, Arya, go ahead. What do you got? What? Could be, but about Gimel Regalim? Let's see. There's another round we'll get to in a second, but The Ran Tesla Days? The one in Tesla Days.
Yeah, the short one.
Short one.
Yeah.
So again, there, that's a way of, you know, solving the problem, you know, without having to, you know, come to this, you know, super siag idea, which assumes again, you know, a very, very strong connection between the Darim and the Davos, even in the, you know, even in that Hakadosha by virtue, as we said before, the fact that it's not Mechuyev, or what the Ramban is saying. And that's more of a technical problem, right? They can, you know, you could still delay Gimel Regalim, so there is a Takala. Yeah, that doesn't help you so much for Hillel. That's the Ran's way of addressing the problem short of Hillel, let's say. But I just wanted to point out that at least there are people who are, I mean, you know, from a Takala point of view, you know, there's still something. Maybe that's what Tosis also, you know, really had in mind. Anyway, this drives the Ramban to a different conclusion. Go ahead. Who's reading it? Ari or Yitzi? Oh, Yitzhak, yeah. Yitzi didn't have it. Yeah. Yeah, so what's he saying here? Something important or something pedestrian? What? Yeah, it's Ramban, right? So default, it's important. The lean era, right? Whoa. Okay. What's he saying? This is more of a chiddush for Rabbi Huda than it is for Rabbi Meir, and that mashmos darshan ika benayu. Meaning, really, what this goes to the other question that we asked, right? Which is there a fundamental argument between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda, right? About, you know, the, you know, spiritual status of nedarim, right? Or at least the default spiritual status of nedarim. Right? We've been it's very appealing to say that the answer is yes. You know, and that's partly why there is such a difference. Again, I could answer the first question, oh, I should have mentioned that already, sorry, which is like, oh, you know, ain tam b'chuvar b'davar, right, then you have to come to all these things. A little bit, maybe the round of the darim, but doesn't, he's right, doesn't take into account Hillel, you know, the siag, you know, to the Darim, right? Even the Ramban's idea, except the Ramban's idea already, you know, is part of the story. And that is to say, right, the problem isn't Takala. That's kind of what the Ramban is saying. I mean, the previous Ramban, right? About Yeshomim Sheharagil B'Karbonus and Yorim and Ashgagos. It's Yora. But you could say, you don't say Yora, you know, specifically. You could say, you know, lo dayecha, right? Meaning, you know, we just prefer you wouldn't do these things, frankly. Okay? So, yeah. But the Ramban himself, Vili Nira, is basically saying, going back to his original idea, which is, I mean, the Ramban helps us on both sides, right? An ein tam mechuvar badavar, meaning if you're really a takala person, then in Achanami, like Nadava, Hillel's Nadava, really shouldn't be a problem. So what he's saying is, it isn't. Aye, but there seems to be a machlokas from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. When the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda allows Nadava, not Neder, even Rabbi Yehuda, sounds like our Meir would be cholder even on that. That's certainly the way everybody else is learning the Gemara. Says Ramban, no, that's not the pshat. You know, Rabbi Meir, you know, thinks it's obvious that there's a difference between the Dava and Neder. And the way he darshans the psukim are only speaking about Nedarim. So, like, what's it got to do with the Dava? Okay, now that you could say, you know, because the Darim and the Davos are two different categories in a fundamental way, that's a leitmotif in one of the machloksim that we're talking about here, right? Or and, because the reasoning that applies to Nedarim just doesn't apply to Nedava, whatever that is. Whether it's the technical one of Takala, or the more fundamental one about, you know, motivation and circumstances, you know, like the Ran and the Rajba, you know, Nedarim, the expansive view of Nedava, either way. Or maybe Nedava technically, but Nedava for the expansive reasoning, you know, behind Nedava. Either way. But the Chiddush of the Ramban is that there's no fundamental argument between Rav Yehuda and Rami Meir. Until now, when we said there's no argument, we said, well, they argue. Well, the best thing would be to say they argue in a fundamental way. Then you could all, you know, try to figure out, you know, all the Rav Meirs and all the Rav Yehudas and Shas. You know, I'm only half serious, but I am half serious. You know, whether or not this reflects, you know, some broader orientation that they have, you know, and some of the metahalachic questions too. But certainly in the world of Nedarim and Nazir and Erchin and so on, right? Or, you know, they both agree about the fundamentals and they disagree technically where to draw the line in either direction. Right? But the Ramban's saying more. The Ramban's saying they actually agree. There's no real argument. But and ironically, for the Ramban, if there's no real argument, so like, what's the argument? The answer is Mashmos Dorshin Ikabinayu. So is Mashmos Dorshin just that? I mean, technically, just the, you know, the architecture, you know, of how we know these dinim, which is always, still Dvar Hashem, still important. Or is the architecture, or whatever it is, of how we know these dinim important? Meaning, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda is telling us, maybe, that within the dar, that the Nedarim have a constructive element, right? And it's expressed in the Dava. And maybe Rabbi Meir holds, you know, that, you know, fundamentally, you know, there's a difference between the Nedarim and the Nedavos. So while technically they both would agree that the Nedava is fine and the Nedarim are not, you know, maybe the Mashmos Darshim is really important. So when you're scouring, you know, Shas again still and, you know, trying to figure out whether there are patterns here, you know, if it's just Mashmos Darshan, again, in the narrower way, like, how do you know this technically? Where do you know it from? Where did the Rabbanu Shalom say it? You know, then it doesn't matter. But it could be that technically they agree on the halacha, but they, just like we said, that they might disagree in the halacha, but they might agree on their approach. They might disagree on the approach and agree on the halacha. That the Mashmos Darshan becomes important. Either way, let me just continue. Then he goes on to say, he goes on to quote the two questions of Tosas. Right, Yitzhak? Right, because why? It's no problem. Bein Rav Meir, Bein Rav Yehuda, because Rav Meir agrees with Rav Yehuda on the detail. Just Mashmos Darshan. I'm just saying, ironically, maybe the Mashmos Darshan, you know, it's like you wanted a puzzle, like, you know, can it be that they argued substantively less, but fundamentally more? Could be. That may be what the Ramban is saying, or maybe not. Not sure. In terms of the tochen of their argument, Ramban narrowed it. Basically, they don't argue. In terms of you know, the underpinnings of it, maybe they argue more. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay. So I quote Tosis' answer, but you don't need it, right? Similarly, Vayidar Yaakov, the Tirtzu B'Shas Sara, there he has another answer. Go ahead, Belinira. Mizabach Tov. Yeah. Mustako lahafrish isur laniyim. Ah, so now the Ramban's weighing in on the Dharm Sagal Precious. And he is expanding it beyond what others understand that mission of Avos actually means. Okay, but before we get to that, again, a couple of nuggets, right? The lo otz. First of all, we'll see for the Rambam, you know, that there may be reason to say the opposite. Like, what's more, like, this goes to, I kind of, you know, foreshadowed this before. Like, if you were going to be mechalek between, you know, Nidrei Gaboa, Nidrei Iser, you know, Nidrei Tzedakah, you know, Rachin, the Zerus, right? Again, we're dealing with them as a package for good reason, because the Mishnah in the Darim seems to deal with them as a package. But logically, there's good reason to be mechalek, but in which direction? Right, to hear the Ramban is saying regarding the Yaakov Avinu, right, that there's a difference between Nidrei Gavoa and Nidrei Tzedakah. Right, but in which direction? Meaning Nidrei Tzedakah are inherently constructive. Maybe it would be more constructive, you know, if you just gave tzedakah without a neder. That's the downside, or the what others. Everybody agrees that nidrei tzedakah, you know, have a positive side because you're supporting the aniyim. They're actually benefiting from you from your. What about nidrei gavoa? Right. Everybody agrees that karbanos is a form of avodas Hashem, but the Ramban is saying the avodas Hashem doesn't need your karbanos, but the aniyim need your tzedakah. Wow. And of course, the pasuk that he's quoting. What's the pasuk? Right. Hinei Shamoa Mizevach Tov echoes numerous statements in by the Nevi'im that, you know, people are hiding. This actually goes back to the previous comment of the Ramban in a way, right? Like, you know, that's the Pesukim in Yeshaya and in other places in Nach as well, where the Navi rails against, you know, you think you bring your karbanos, you know, but, you know, that covers your ethical or your moral, you know, lapses, right? Hinei shmoa mizevach tov. The Rebbe Shalom doesn't need your karbanos. He prefer, you know, that you listen to the basic things. This is like a very basic principle in Nach, right? Now, again, so you could get the impression, like, that karbanos are, you know, dvarim shomabekach, like, you know, they're not worth anything. That's not true. You know, the whole Sefer Vayikra proves that's not true. Right? Hevel and Kayin already brought karbanos, and it mattered. Right? And that's the beginning of time. And then Noach, in the recreated world, the first thing that he did, and impacted on so much, as we know, it's redefined how we look at Achilas Basar and so on. Review for the midterm, right? Is that because he brought a korban according to the Ramban of all people, right? And the world of Shechita and Shechita's Chulin, again for the Ramban and for the Rambam and for others, you know, comes by virtue of its status in Kachim. And the whole Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel Basar Taiva B'Midbar, you know, is partially connected to that whole story. Right. You know, Kodshim is a huge Miktsoa Shel HaTorah. The Rambam says that, you know, it's coming back in Yemos HaMashiach. You know, the Beis HaMikdash and Karbonos. You know? So what do we mean? You know, that Nidrei Gavoa, the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't need your Nedarim. He doesn't need it. Hinei Shmoa Mizevach Tov. You know, Lama Li Rov Zivcheichem. Right, that all these it's like such an interesting common theme. On the other hand, we say mitzvah b'aveira. We were talking in the sukkah, right, about the view of the Bali Tosis, not the printed ones, but the other ones. You know that mitzvah b'aveira may apply only to karbanos and to dalad minim, or maybe also shofar, dvarim shel ritzui. But that's exactly the point. Meaning, it's the world of karbanos is an added higher level, you know, of avodas Hashem, as we've been discussing, and to do it at the for it to be the yohara, let's say,
of moral or ethical lapses, like, oh, I brought my carbon, I'm good. You know, I don't have to worry about shogeg. Or, you know, I'll bring another carbon. You know, overcompensation, etc., is not just wrong because of the more, maybe it's good, but it's limited, it's the opposite. The we're so sensitive, you know, to what's important about karbanos, right? Again, the language, take the language of the Rashba, right? You know, the nachas lifnei habore, you know, of bringing a karban. That's such a sensitive thing that it has to be done, al taras hakodesh, right? It has to be done with the right perspective. So the Ramban's saying, listen, when it comes to tzedakah, you know, in the end of the day, the aniyim are benefiting. That's always a good thing. And that's a no-brainer. So maybe nidrei tzedakah, when Yaakov Avinu was noder, you know, that was good. But when it comes to karbonos, tzorach gavoa, they're not tzorach gavoa, meaning they're never tzorach gavoa. Of course they're tzorach gavoa. But they're not tzorach gavoa, you know, if, you know, you have the, you know, lo dayecha, or you know, they're reflecting or coming, possibly, at the expense of something else. That's not true about nidrei tzedakah. But that's also the pshat of nedarim siag l'precious, is kind of amazing. It's also, if you noted, that the Ramban has mostly, in his Perush al HaTorah, a positive view even of nazir. Like, it's easy to, you know, have a negative view of nazirus in particular, because of nazir kapar, you know, the korban chatas, you know, shetzir atzma minayayin. But the Ramban actually downplays that in his Perush al HaTorah, and it's very, very laudatory about, you know, the ascetic practices of the nazir. Okay. Anyways, interesting. So again, the idea of being mechalek, especially this double formulation about, you know, korbanos and zvachim, all these things are fascinating. That's the view of the Ramban. I should also mention that the Ran has a fascinating idea on Daf Tes Amud Aleph in the Darim. Just give me another couple of minutes, we'll finish this up. What's the Ran's view? Arya, you seem to be on top of the Ran's. On Tes Amud Aleph, he has a Havamina just that he throws out. He says, and by the way, it sounds like there might have been a Havamina that you need to preclude, and that is that if you are noder, that it's better to be noder even if you're going to end up violating. Or the opposite of, you know, we're talking about trying to explain that, you know, even if you know there, you know, umekayim and kol shekein, if you know there and we're not sure if you're going to be mekayim, you know, there's risk, you know, that's a, you know, not a good thing.
That's like idealism.
Right?
That's idealistic.
Yeah. So he sounds like he says, and it's, again, a really interesting question in Hilchos Nedarim, right, as is the question of the relationship between Nedarim and the Davos, and, you know, and these other things. And that is that if you focus on the... How's it go, Arya? You have the line?
Yeah.
Again, we don't hold this way, but the Torah needs to tell us that we don't hold this way. That we don't hold this way.
Sorry.
I think that's what...
Oh.
So again, you didn't have to go so far in the answer. Like, it's just, like, again, it's a little bit of a, it's, you know, something to remember when you learn the Darim. Meaning, what would be the Havamina? That we focus on the moment of the Haplah. And as you said correctly, there's a certain idealism, a certain sincerity and excitement, you know, when you're no dare, because again, it's all voluntary. What could be bad? We're talking about, you know, deeper psychological, you know, factors, like are you know, how does this fit into the rest of your spiritual profile and your consistency, your conformity, you know, and are you going in the right order? you know, is this, you know, are you focusing properly, you know, on the core things before you get to the more exotic and peripheral things, you know, the tweaking things, you know, fine. But this is like a different point. Namely, we shouldn't lose sight of the fact that this is, you know, avivut. This is, you know, generosity, and it comes from, on one level, right, it comes from a very sincere place, right? So he's imposing more on himself, l'shem shamayim. We're not talking about a person who's intentionally, not a cynical person, maybe misguided or flawed, right? So you might have thought that that's, you know, that's a good thing to encourage, that sense of excitement or voluntarism, right? And if you focus on that, that goes even further. So number one, you could have just said that, but the Ran says it more strongly. I mean, ad kedei kach, that, no, you could have said, like, you know, again, risk-reward, so maybe the reward of this sense of voluntarism and personal, you know, involvement in your yados, you know, even if you end up just, you know, messing it up and in the aggregate it's right, maybe it's worth the risk. That's what you could have said. That would have been an answer to the pshita. But the Ran goes further in his formulation, right? Namely, there are two moments in a neder, or shvuah, whatever it is, right? There's the moment of the haflah, and maybe that is something that stands in its own right. And that's what we should be focusing on. That never gets corrupted, right? And not only that, but maybe your sincerity is ad kedei kach, that your inability to follow through, or your, you know, even your lapse, whatever it is, an onus, a shogeg, an onus. That's more than saying, you know, we're willing to take the risk because the enthusiasm, you know, is so, you know, so beneficial, right? So then also his maskana goes further than it has to go. Because you could have said, and all that is true, it's not an onus, right? Because it's still, you know, sofo mochiach al tefilaso. But he doesn't say that. Instead, he says something like, ha'ikar hu sofo velo tchilaso. Right? Again, one more time, the last line? Yeah. Not that the tashlum, it's all one, or it's mochiach, but that on the contrary, the neder sets up, you know, a reality, and it's in the implement head. This is a big issue in, again, in Shavua and in Nedar, although you might be mechalik between them, and maybe even different types of Nedarim, right? You know, this, to what extent, really, is the world of Nedarim, and, you know, La Yachel Dvaro, the Isser, violating Shavua and Nedar? Does it focus on the Dibur? Is it mostly about the Dibur and the commitment, right? Or is it really that the Dibur and the commitment, like, creates a new, you know, a personal halachic reality? Let's say, take Nidre Yisr, it's just easier to talk about, right? So you know, the Torah said you're not allowed to eat Nevela, Trefa, Pigal, and Nosar, and Hevel, and Orla, and Nevela. But, you know, you have added to that, with the consent of the Torah, that you're also not allowed to eat, you know, Machol Shel Chavercha, or whatever it is that your neder was. So it's not that, you know, especially Yisachefza, right? It's not that, you know, you made this commitment and now La Yachal Devaro, right? It's that you made this commitment and now you created a new Hefza, a new reality, a new Macholos Asuros, you know. How different is that from the other Macholos Asuros? That's an interesting question. That depends whether other Macholos Asuros are Yisachefza or Yisachavra. Right, as well as other differences. That's also part of the story. But that's one way of looking at it, where the ikar is on the sof, the tchila was just a setup. But that's a major, is that the difference between, let's say, you know, shvua, you know, l'haba, l'sha'abar, you know, kumbase, sheval tase. We talked about it a little bit when we did, you know, the interface between Shavuos Eidos. For those who are here, we learned Shavuos a little bit. I remember, right, Josh, we got into it a little bit afterwards, a little more. Because I mentioned kind of this about, you know, that question of our Ofid Kumbasei Sheval Tassa thing. That's a huge question in Hilchos Shavuos and Hilchos Adar.
So this, issue, how it comes up here is fascinating. Okay, let's continue. We want to finish this off, so just what remains that I want to discuss is the particularly two things. The Rambam, and then just for a minute or two, probably I'll take Tuesday for that, Nedarim Siag Leprishas, the different perushim that are given on that. But let's talk about the Rambam first. David, you had a question before?
On the Rambam, so if everybody wants to move on.
Yeah, go ahead, quick.
How broadly does everybody want to understand in the Karbanot Torah the Gavoha? For example, would that apply also to Talmud Torah? Such that the Rambam would say that since Talmud Torah doesn't affect anybody else?
No, I don't think, by quoting, Hine Shamoa, what's language again? Make sure I quote it properly. Hine Shamoa Mizevach Tov. I think, first of all, it's a good question. I'm glad you asked it. Because, right, it's not like tzedakah. You're saying like this. There are two categories that the Ramban contrasts here. One is gavoa, and the other is, nidra gavoa, and the other is tzedakah. And in tzedakah, he's certainly also emphasizing, the impact on the aniyim. He also says, Ein tzorach lomar l'kayim mitzvahs.
But korbanos is also a mitzvah, so it's not so clear.
Right. So, on the one hand, I think korbanos is presented as an exception in Hine Shamoa Mizevach Tov. On the other hand, tzedakah is an extreme where it's an effect-oriented or totsa-oriented mitzvah. I always like to quote the language of the Sifrei that Rashi quotes in Parshas Re'eh, and that is that, if your tzedakah money falls out of your pocket, and an ani picks it up, is zochem in a hefker or whatever it is, and he goes out and gets a good meal from it, you get schar for tzedakah. Right? You wouldn't get that, in mitzvah bein adam lamakom, put it that way. Okay. So you're right. So there's two. So what about, other mitzvos? So again, there are other effects that are less than concrete and tangible or effect oriented, number one. But I think that there's a particular, what I was trying to emphasize clearly was, and this is why you were asking it, is that there's a particular also issue, with korbanos. Hine shamoa mizevach tov, lavali rov zivchechem. I mean, that is that the kudshim, needs to be done, in a context, that makes it proper. So I think that when the Ramban adds here that line, which line? The line of the Ein Tzorach Lomar L'Kayim mitzvos, that he mostly thinks that Nidrei Gavoa is an exception. And again, we can quote the Gemara in the Darim, right, again, which we talked about before, Daf Ches, where Nidrei Zrizus L'Mitzvah, Omer Ashken V'Eshna, Perek Zan Sechta Zuneder Godel Nodar L'Kei Yisrael, because he's Ruzei mitzvos, as I think what he's referring to. So I think you're right. These are two poles, but I think most Nidrei mitzvah would follow. Because again, it's not something additional even, it's kind of just a reinforcement of the existing obligation. You don't even have like a dayakha, kind of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. The way that Rambam understands the Ramban is also seemingly the Korbanos. But he says a little bit differently. He thinks that he places a huge limitation on it. He says the only issue is if you think that your bonus one just needs your Korbanos. Like if you think that he needs it, then that's problematic. But he says anytime you do it for your own purpose, or doing it because you want kapara or for ritzah Hashem, or to create a relationship, that would be okay.
Which is a ritzah in
all the time.
I don't remember that. I was looking at.
That's his take.
Again, so putting it together with the Rajba in the Darim, this Ramban, that different places, I think. I don't think that's what Ramban says so much.
Yeah, and he doesn't quote the puzzle.
Does not.
No.
So for him, it's more about the motivation.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And that brings us to the Rambam. Again, I'm going to have to stop in the middle. Let's just talk for a minute about the Rambam, and then we'll just finish up on, and I want to do Katan, and that other point, and then I'll give you more Marmakabos on Tuesday, going forward. But Omer Agabov a little bit, and so on. So the Chiddush, the point is that the Rambam talks about this in a bunch of places. And each place that he talks about it, you know, is, I would say, the common denominator, is that it's always nuanced. It's always, you know, couched, you know, in interesting terminology. He's not just quoting, you know, the language of the Gemara. And there does seem to be a very consistent line when you put it all together. Some of the Mepharshim noticed it, particularly the Lecha Mishnah, and I think Hilchos Erechin, if I remember the right one. And some of the Mepharshim did not. Like in Hilchos Erechin, you have an interesting, the Rambam is very, very positive about Erechin. And the Radvaz basically says, we'll read it in a second, but the Radvaz basically says, yeah, the Gemara in Chulin. You say, what? In the Kesef Mishnah, kind of doesn't say what, but he kind of says what. You know, he finally says, yeah, the Gemara in Chulin says that this is all kind of a bidiyev. No. Radvaz says, Rambam says it's a chatchila, the Gemara in Chulin. So the Lecha Mishnah there basically is troubled by this and basically says, yeah, if you read the Rambams, you'll see that he is constantly very vigilant about the language that he uses. So let's just do that for a minute. We'll stop in like, you know, 3 more minutes. If we don't finish, well, it's on Tuesday, but let's start. Matthew?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's start with the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim Perek Aleph, which is the Mishnah on Tes Lamed Aleph. Go ahead. So that's just, yeah, go ahead. Amar Kenidra Sherim. Period. Oh, so basically he's quoting the Mishnah and the Gemara, correct, Matthew? But with a subtle but important addition, namely? Bederech Iser Vakas. It doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara. But that is parallel to what the Ran was saying, you know, that Nedarim and Nedavos aren't technically Nedarim and Nedavos. It's not about takala, right? I mean, the likelihood that this is going to risk-reward, you know, backfire on you, right? It is about, according to the Rambam, orientation and motivation. And that's mechudash, to say it that way. So just slipped it in, as the Rambam, you know, will. Bederech iser v'kas. Okay, you know, you're using it for something, or you're angry and not thinking, you know, so you're, you know, that it's how you do it. Okay, let's continue. Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chaf Gimel. You have that? Matthew? Oh. Okay, so again, Mishanad Nadarim, Kedei Lechonen Deyosav. Right, the latake masam. Again, you have to remember, this goes a little bit, we're going to speak a little more tomorrow because I wanted to finish up, but we were talking on the Mondays before Yontif, I was talking about, you know, the Rambam's Lashonos in, you know, the parations and the end of certain halakhos, and also in Mordechuchim, of course, meaning the idea of lechonein deyosav and latake masam is what the Rambam thinks that maisa mitzvos contribute to the, you know, midos, you know, that a person is supposed to the religious personality. These are not, this is not terminology that he only uses in Hilchos Nedarim, right? This is very, very common but very specific fare for the Rambam. Very important to know that, right? Almost you could put it in quotation marks. L'chonen deyosav l'taken ma'asav. So, what, you know, Mishanadar Nedarim, meaning, that's not Derech Kas, just put them together, even though there are many prakim. This is the end of the Rambam Hilchos Nedarim, you understand, right? The last two halakhos of the Hilchos Nedarim. Rambam summing up. So, it's not Derech Kas, you know, and Derech Iser, it's the opposite. It's Lechonein Deyosav, Uletakein Masav. And what does the word Zariz come from? I mean, it's a good word to use anyway, but Alex? I think the Darim Chesam and Aleph, right? Except that they're talking about, you know, again, reinforcing, you know, your commitment to the core, right? Here, it's, you know, it is also reinforcement about the core midos that you're supposed to cultivate when you can't cultivate them just through the core, you know, performances. But it's still about the core. And I believe it's from that language. Or is it Zoriz and Meshubach, of course. It's something that he repeats, No'eu Meshubach, right? It's admirable. So the Rambam prefers to end, you know, he limits, you know, the din of Nidrei Rishayim to an extreme, Isur V'Kas, and he concludes, you know, Hilchos Nedarim in a positive way, right? Mishanada Kedei L'Chonein Deyosav, right, L'Taking Ma'asam. The Rambam, instead of like saying, but yeah, there are ways for this could be okay. On the contrary, the impression you get in the Rambam is, you know, that this is fundamentally okay when you do it right, of course, as long as you don't abuse it. That's also an interesting argument, right, in the default. Definitely the language Nidrei Rishayim, as opposed to Nidrei Kshayim, doesn't leave that impression. Okay, but maybe Siag Leprishus, if you think Precious is a good thing, always, which the Rambam kind of does in the end of Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, you know, that's another Mishnah, you know. You have to take the whole evidence, you know, into account. The Rambam will see, does quote Bona Bama, right? But he assumes that's limited. But keep going, Ketzad. Yeah, I mean, it's limited. Not forever, right? That could be forever. What do you do on Purim? Oh, the Raya. Okay. Rabbi Ephraim, practical. No, whatever. Go ahead. But don't say for sure there's no problem with Simchas Torah, by the way. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, so this is Nedarim Siag Leprishus. You can see what's going on here. Again, the Gemara Nedarim Chesam and Aleph is reason, right? The Mishnah and others, Siag Leprishus, right? Which again, we'll see. The Rambam holds is a good thing. It's not just if you have to here and there. Sometimes you need your Precious. Right? So then, it becomes Derech Avoda LaShem. That's a big statement. And of course you understand that this is part of, again, we happen to have done that topic, you know, but, you know, Hilchos Deos, this is part of the Derech HaMelech of the Rambam. We'll see again in Shmona Prakim. This is all part of the Derech HaMelech, which the Rambam thinks is Imitatio Dei. You know, that's part of B'chol Drachecha Da'eyu. And it's a core principle in Yada. So you need Nedarim. Nedarim is a mechanism. L'chonein deyosav l'takein ma'asav is good. The Rambam shifted the whole thing to a positive, but in a very clear way. Okay. Whereas others, even who agree with the distinctions, may think that it's, you know, a default negative, you know, unless it's positive. That's an interesting separate argument. Keep going. Yud Gimel Chav Daled. This is like part of the same section, okay. The apple pi shein avoda, right, in some girsos, avoda l'Hashem. L'chatchila is better to do without a neder. Because this is the Rambam saying, I know that the language in the Mishnah, on Tesam and Aleph, is a strong language, and I know that Rav Meir, you know, even against the Davos and Rabbi Yehuda, is certainly against the Darim, and the way that they're reading the Pesukim, I just think that that's about ribui, and it's also about the lechatchila of avoiding the mechanism of nedarim. Okay, but, oh. Okay, what about kafei? That's where he talks about banabama. Go ahead. So that's interesting. Here's where the first time that he talks about the michshal or the takala. Because again, you can't completely ignore takala. I was suggesting a way to fundamentalize, if you will, you know, the takala thing, and I believe in it. But the Rambam, you know, shalayhe michshol afanav, connected to kilu banavama, he's definitely, Again, he has to relate to Kila Bana Bama because it's a Gemara. Again, he didn't have to codify it, but he thinks it's consistent with the terminology of Nidrei Rishayim and Rabbi Yehuda and even Rabbi Meir, certainly, and even Rabbi Yehuda. So, mitzvah lehishael, kidei shalahi michshal, but he's making it more into a pragmatic issue and again into a... Bamedvar mamurim, go ahead. Just 1 second. Let me dochak. The daraila shema shalem. Right? You could start singing. Hallel. The daraila shema shalem. So here, this is an interesting contrast to the Ramban. I don't even know if they're arguing, but they're in this point there. He's saying, oh, there's also a difference between, again, the Ramban is machalic between Nidrei Tzedakah and Nidrei Mitzvah versus Nidrei Gavoa. Right? And again, Ramban has this, Lomeli Rose Zidchechem, Zebach Mishmoa, echoing in his in the back. And also he liked this other idea of, people who bring karbanos, sometimes it ends up being a mechanism, intended or not, for spiritual sloth. Right. So, but the Rambam actually goes the other way. Again, he's not contrasting it to Nidrei Tzedakah, but he's saying Nidrei Hekdesh, we're not talking about that. Isn't that ironic and interesting that the Ki'ilu Bana Bama is also not really talking about Nidrei Hekdesh? Nidrei Hekdesh Mitzvah L'Kaiman, L'Yishal Aleim, Elimi Dochak, Nidarei L'Hashem HaShalem. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. No, I think he means. Oh. Yeah. I mean, no dekilabal abama vimavar, but no. Yeah. I'm not sure. Let me think about that. Not sure. There has to be something because halacha chav gimel is very strong.
Yeah.
It's not good. Or maybe he means kulan derech avodas Hashem. Then he's saying in chavdal it's not so bad because chavdal is saying better if you could do without a neder.
Correct.
The chavhei,
I think
chavhei is where he runs into the. Yeah. It's like the Rambam is trying very hard. My bigger point is that he's trying very hard to manage the conflicting evidence. But you're saying that he kind of leaves you with an interesting, a perplexing. That's a good point which I didn't realize before so much, but I think it's a good point. That Nidrei, because we're talking about Nidrei Yisr and Halakha Chav Gimel and Chav Tal. The whole Nidarim is basically Nidrei Yisr. Nidrei Hekdesh Mitzvah L'Kaiman. I'm not sure. Not sure. Yeah.
When it comes to Nidrei Hekdesh, it could be that he's not saying that taking the Nether is any better than the Nidrei Yisr. It's just that as protection of Hekdesh, once you take a Nether of Hekdesh, it would be a terrible thing.
That's what he's saying. I think it's more...
It's not necessarily taking the
nether
itself,
uh-huh.
But once you take a nether, how can you not pay it off to Hashem?
It's like another factor.
Exactly.
I like the idea. I really don't believe that's what he's saying, but I don't think it sounds that way so much. I thought Mitzvah L'Kaiman... You're saying Mitzvah L'Kaiman, but for a different reason.
It's all once you took it. He's not making a judgment call about... Should you take it or not?
Oh, I see. He's saying it's within the should you be shoel.
Yeah.
I thought he was saying more like mitzvah l'kaiman because that's always a good thing. I'm not sure. There's some areas, I guess, of ambiguity around. What about the end of Nazir? I'm sorry, was there another question? Somebody else had a question? Or we're good. Okay. Just give me one more minute. We'll just finish up at least Rambam, then we talk briefly, Pirshim, because I want to start with Katan Kavana. All that kind of stuff, and then move on from there. Go. Matthew is doing, right? Go ahead. Na'u Meshubach. Meshubach, of course, the language that he used already, previously, in the Nedarim. No de la'ashem, what do you mean? Already Nazir Masaka. If you're using it as a... Like, how serious I am? I'm willing to bet Naziris on it. He's saying, that trivializes Naziris. What, it's like a commodity? Thomas said that is Tmura, right? Interchangeable Kedusha. So you're using, you know, the threat of Naziris to show yourself, or even to motivate you. But it's a trivial, it's a secular or a compromised or ulterior, purpose, which any of those things. So I just said, again, three kind of different things, but they overlap. You know, all of them, any of them and all of them compromise, you know, what Naziris is going to be. But if you can muster sincerity and a purist, you know, proper, this is hard. These are hard differences. Right? We were seeing from the Ra and others, where you draw the line proves how hard it is, right? But, okay, but if it's no de la Shem derech Kedusha, like I feel I should be doing this, or it's an opportunity, it's a way to get in touch with my inner, you know, ascetic, whatever. And harizan no meshubach. Valzen nemar, beautiful pasuk. Right. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's a bad thing. V'shaklu akasuv kenavi. V'kimi bnechem le'neviim v'bacharechem le'nezirim. Sligalu hukos neziris. Okay. So that is, again, a great example, again, consistency of the realm. Again, I don't know in answer to Arya's very good question, you know, about the She'ela, I think that's a very good Ha'ara. I'm not sure if the Rambam kind of knew exactly. Maybe he did, but he's certainly not spelling it out, and I think it's an important point. Okay, what about Erchin? Yehuda, you have it? Or courtesy of the Arya, you have it? Kili, right? The Kayim. Kabedas Hashem Mehonecha. What do you think about that?
So he's combining, first of all, it's not a problem at all if you have to do it, even if it's those in Shiva.
But that's like, isn't that a whole, I'm saying, what, is that Mechudash or the way the Ram formulates this, or?
He begins with...
Here, even more than the other places, the Rambam completely shifted emphasis, right, from the... Again, remember, the mission of how do we get to this in Chulin? Hakol, Marichin v'Nerachin, Nodrin v'Nidarim, right, and so on and so forth, correct? So that kind of, Chatchila, is it b'diavad, da-da-da-da-da-da. The implication is that there's no difference between Erchin, the Darim, the Zeros. Right? They're all the same. And when you walk away from the Sugya, we're saying they're b'diavad. The whole point of the Sugya in Chulin is to say, and even though it says Hakol is a Chatchila, Hakol is b'diavad. Right? The Rambam, Ke'ilu ignores that. And it says, Alfi Shekhtos v'chorim v'chorim mitzvos v'roi l'adam l'hanig. Right? So it's even more than the Darim. He doesn't even start off with that, maybe because in the Darim, this would again confirm, I guess, my reading a little more than Natan's reading. And that is that he said in the Zeros, you know, that, I'm sorry, he said in Yud Gimel Chafei, you know, that Bamedvar Madurim Bezerv, you know, the whatever, you know, hesitation or reservations or reticence I have is Nidre Iser. Of the Nidre Hekdesh, mitzvah l'kaimon, again, with the Diyah correct, he didn't say mitzvah, lindor, but, you know, definitely he gave, again, so according to Natan, that it's just a separate factor, whatever, but what I'm saying is, when it comes to Hekdesh, the Rambam is even default more enthusiastic about the Darim. But either way, it's fascinating. So again, he did slip in here because you can't ignore it.
the Sugyan Chulin and everything else, especially the Sugyan Chulin, this part, right? It's mitzvah, roi lo la'adam, positively, not just lo lishol, right? L'chani gatsumu v'dvarim elu, but he does stick in, Yehuda. The next words are gratuitous. Kedei l'chuf yitzro v'lo yekili. So that still brings it in line, as even though the tone is a little different, right? It's l'chonein das, right? Ule takein ma'asav. I hear that he shouldn't be a cheapskate, you know, and that he should, you know, it's a way of disciplining his materialism, cultivating his generosity. So there's still that. V'kayim mashet sivanim kavedas Hashem mionecha. Right? But the Aval Bekein is fascinating. It's not just, because what are you going to do with the Pasuk which says you shouldn't do all this, Yehuda? So what's the answer?
Both ambitious, but also at the same time, if it's not balanced and it's not correct, then...
Right, 100%, but before you even get to that, the Chiddush is, Aval Bekeinim lo hikdish v'lo hirich ein b'kach klum, meaning he turns the reticence in the Gemara into, yeah, you don't have to do it. Instead of, you know, default, you shouldn't do it, maybe there are ways to redeem this, it became, this is terrific, of course, with the right attitude, you know, but that doesn't mean you're forced to do it. He just shifted everything. The Rambam was such a magnificent writer, you know, that you could lose it. You could lose the fact that he did this, but he just totally turned the whole Gemara on its head, and still is consistent with the rules. Harei ha'ida Torah b'chitech talinder lo yibachech. The Chiddush is lo yibachech, not that you're allowed to do it. Right? That's amazing. Here, what's fascinating, I'll leave the Avos part for next time, and the Shemar Deprakim for next time. I'll go very quickly. Just the 5 minutes I need. 7 minutes. 9 minutes. Beyond 9 minutes, just somebody can raise their hand and say, stop. And I'll comply. Right? Right? It's like the Darim, like, too much is no good. But here it's just fascinating to know Sekalim, because you can't blame the Radvaz, except that you can blame the Radvaz. Meaning, what does he say? Hachi mashma besugya kemaisa zechulin? The mitzvah lindar? Avalim no nadar ein bochet? Any of you read the Sugya and Chulin that way? I read it that way? Yeah. And he's one of our biggest contrarians in the whole shiur. Letova. Right? But that's not what Gemara said in Chulin. It said the opposite. Right? Not that, Josh is any less. Okay. Right. So that's a fascinating concept. I mean, it's the Radvaz totally picking up on the Rambam, but kind of glossing over what does the Ketzav Mishnah say? Bereish Chulin, Amar HaKol Marichim, Nerachim, Yidarim, Hachanami, Delechat Chila, Vaksiv, Vechitechta, Ali quotes the Gemara. Betanya Tov Mizeh, Mizeh, Vafil, Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Kamar, Leba Omer, Harei Zu, Aval Amar, Harei Elai, Lo. So again, the Ketzav Mishnah isn't saying, I don't understand the Rambam. The Radvaz isn't saying, I don't understand the Rambam, the Gemara and Chulin goes the other way. And the Rambam isn't saying that either. Like, I don't understand the Rambam. So the Radvaz is basically saying, yeah, the Gemara and Chulin. And the Ketzav Mishnah is saying, yeah, the Gemara and Chulin, but the Gemara and Chulin, as he's presenting it accurately, that it's b'di'evet. That's strange. So the Lechem Mishnah here is the Mor Meduyak of all of them, which will conclude the day. Right? Kasha. But not prepare comments in the Darim, Kindidre Rishayim. What's the Rambam saying that it's good? Ubenka Chubenka, Kasha Minan, the Noda Hurasha. Avala Adam Kasha, who know Dave. The Masali de Takala. Okay. Paska, I don't think the Rambam's meeting Takala so much, but. Upaska Rabbeinu l'mishna zu b'perik aleph milchus nadarim imkein ech kasav kan Rabbeinu d'ha'erech hu mitzvah hakol neder hu iser v'imherech hu neder v'asu l'day takala Right, if it's a takala you're worried about, it's the same. It's not a medaba. Yishom drabenu kasav v'safuch sindadarim ima neder l'chabin deyosav v'chein anazirus mipteishu mizgabi yofyo hutov v'zesha kasav rabenu kan la'adam shemargish ba'atzmo kili aval adam sheino kili v'aday shaneder lo eino tov v'ledakte k'zu kasav rabenu perakamad v'chusindadarim inak sherim nodrim k'derech yisr v'kas k'omar aval im hoya l'chabin deyosav v'aday hutov. So the Lecha Mishnah does great work here. He doesn't get enough credit. He basically looked at all the Rambams and he said, every single Rambam is Shelo Kipshuto of the Gemara. Meaning, but in a mostly in a consistent way. I mean, the Rambam understood that this is a very nuanced halacha. I would say that that's all true. The Afal Pi Chein, I would say, based on, you know, the Rambam and the Chasna Darim too, that the Rambam felt that even though the issues, right, that the complex issues that underlie this question, this dialectic, apply bein benedarim, bein benezirus, bein benidre gavoa, bein benidre yisur, bein ba'arachim, etc. However, the default, right, the default is still a little different. And that's the impression that you get on the Rambam. It's a little different than the Zeros. In the Zeros, the problem is bartering it, you know, grandstanding with it, trading it, right? But it's intrinsically something the Rambam seems to admire, right? Nidre Hekdesh is something that the Rambam intrinsically seems to admire. Nidre Gavoa, I think. And I think that's where Erchin comes in. As Nadarim, that needs a little bit more of a Shalok HaDerech Kad, more of upfront emphasis on that stuff. But in the end of the day, with the adjustment for the defaults, which I think is what's happening in the Rambam, it's all one broad dialectic. It's not different dinim and different things. Clearly, this is one sheet of the Rambam. And I think it works in very well, also with what he says in Pirshim Shnai Savos, short line or two. If you get a chance, also just look at Rashi or Ben Yona. If they get the Rashbats, maybe or Ben Chai. Just very quick, that's good. Again, within 9 minutes. I was going to speak about the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam and Ramban quickly, and the Rambam and Shmona Prabhu. Okay, just to finish this up. And then we move on to Katan Kavana, and then we'll talk about Omid Al Gabad, and especially the Hemshek HaGavana. Can we dive in?
Should be okay.
Yeah.
How did